Well, their coach is out there giving you guys ammo, talking about rain jackets and how you felt like this team was putting them on last year and they knew they were going to win at that point. Do you have any ammo to send back towards Oregon State?
What did he say again?
He said that when the team put on rain jackets in last year's Civil War, when it, those flashy rain jackets, he knew that's when they were going to win the game.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys have heard it.
Say congratulations to him and his wife on their newborn baby. Perfect time of year to have a baby. Doing Thanksgiving, something we all could be thankful for, our kids. So congratulations to Coach Hall and his wife and his family.
That's right. One dad to another dad.
Absolutely.
Willie, what has the emergence of Jimmy Swain done for your defense after those injuries earlier in the season?
It's been big. Jimmy's come out, and he's a kid that always believed in himself. And thing I'm impressed with, and I hope our entire football team see that, a kid that never gave up and kept himself ready for the time when it was his time to get in and help his football team out. And he was determined to do that, and it was great to see him come through with that. Early in the year, it wasn't that way for him. But here's another one of our seniors that's, again, committed to trying to make things right here.
Can you put into context what Royce Freeman has done at this university?
The GOAT.
Is that it?
he's big time, you know. Again, I think you all know better than I do time before I got here, but from the time I've been here and asking Royce to help me get this football program back, he's been awesome, and I hope a lot of our young guys watch him and the way he carry himself, because that's the way we want all of our ducks to be. And the kid is just, he's on time to everything. He's helping the football team wherever we need help. He's playing through pain. He's doing whatever. He's productive on and off the field, in the classroom. Great character. We want all of our guys to be like that. So he's been everything to me.
Are you aware that Royce is only one rushing touchdown behind a Beaver for most career rushing touchdowns in the Pac-12?
No, I'm not. I am now.
He needs two.
Good.
You gonna make that happen?
I'm not. He will. I can't anymore. But Royce, he's pretty good at making those things happen.
What's that, two carries? You said you expect him to score every time he catches the ball.
Two carry for how many yards?
For two touchdowns.
Oh. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really nice. I'm gonna come find you if that happens.
Please do. I'll call the first plays. Stopping Ryan Nall, it was something that teams struggled to do last year. He's had success in the Civil War. Just when you watch him on tape, what makes him such a good running back?
He's a big time competitor. He's a big running back that's athletic, you know, and he's dangerous, especially when he gets you in space. You know, he's a big kid, so you got to do a great job of running to the ball and gain tackling and making sure you're not someplace you're not supposed to be. You got to be in your gaps and do a great job of gain tackling him. And he's a big kid, so if you go up high and try to tackle him, you better bring everything you're packing, because he's a strong kid. But he's competitive too, and I think that goes a long way when playing college football.
You have to go to your coaching obligations throughout the week, whether it be luncheon with boosters and things of that nature. Do you get a better sense of what this means, this game means to everybody in this community?
I got that sense when I got hired back in December. And I got the sense that the entire offseason, how important this game is. And trust me, I know. We all know. You know, so we'll be ready.
What has Arion meant for this defense this season?
Been big. He's been consistent, and again, another one of the seniors that stepped their game up to help the football program. And, it's been good. He's been getting a lot of deflection. I'm always joking with him about that. I thought he had an interception last week. Like right there, I was probably going to get a 15-yard penalty myself and run it on the field, be so excited for him, you know. But he's been great. His attitude's been great. He's been a great teammate. These guys have done a great job of just really helping change the culture and getting our football team going in the right direction.
You mentioned the interception. He hasn't had one yet this year. I asked Tyree if he is to get one and maybe return it for a touchdown, what should we expect? And he said expect some penalties. Do you have a response to that?
Don't get me a penalty. Celebrate with your teammates, Arion. You know how to do that, so do that.
Willie, what's your go-to Thanksgiving dish?
Boy, I swear, that is like the question of the week. I should have a good answer by now, and I don't. Whatever's good.